The usual stuff. There's a USB memory drive preloaded with a forensic intrusion kit hidden in each end of your dicky bow, a Wi-Fi finder on your key ring, a roll-up keyboard in your cummerbund, the pen's got Bluetooth and doubles as a mouse, and there's a miniaturised Tillinghast resonator in your left heel. You turn it on by twisting the heel through 180 degrees. Turn it off the same way. Your other heel is just a heel. We were going to hide a basilisk gun in it, but some asshat in export controls vetoed our requisition because it was going overseas. Oh, and there's this. Brains reaches over to a briefcase on the bed and pulls out a businesslike nylon shoulder holster and a black automatic pistol. Walther P99, 9mm caliber, 15-round magazine, silver cap hollow points engraved with a demicyclic banishment circuit in 19nm Enochian. Banishment rounds? I ask hesitantly. Then, hang on. I hold up one hand. I'm not cleared for carrying guns in the field. We figured the exorcism payload means it's covered by your occult weapon certification. If anyone asks, it's just a gadget for installing exorcism glyphs at high speed. Brains sits down on the bed, ejects the magazine, works the action to make sure there's no round in the chamber, then starts stripping it down. Word from Angleton is the bad guys are likely to get heavy and he wants you carrying. Oh my. I blank for a moment. It's only about an hour since I sliced some poor bastard's air hose in half, and having to deal with this so soon afterwards is doing my head in. Did he really say that? Yes. We don't want to end up losing you by accident because someone starts shooting and you're unarmed, do we? I guess not. He passes the shoulder holster to me, and I try to figure out how it goes on. Well, if you're all done now, maybe you could leave so I can phone home. After Pinky and Brains leave, I call down to room service for a light lunch, put the door chain on, then go run a bath. There's a wetsuit hanging over the shower rail and an oxygen tank leaning up against the toilet. While the bath's filling, I try phoning home, but get the answering machine. I try Mo's mobile, but that's switched off too. She must still be in Dunwich under lockdown. Feeling sorry for myself, I go and rinse the salt off my skin. But I can't hang around in the bath without thinking of Ramona, and that's not a healthy sign either. I'm confused about her. I feel guilty whenever I think about Mo, and the smell of salt water brings back that frightening slow-motion underwater tumble, knife in hand. This isn't me. I'm just not the cold-blooded killer type. When shit needs kicking and throats need slitting, we send in Alan's goon squad. I'm supposed to be the quiet geek who sits at the back of the computer lab, right? Except I signed my name on the line a few years ago, right below the paragraph that said, I accepted the Crown's commission to go forth and perpetrate mayhem in the defence of the realm, as lawfully directed and commanded by my designated superiors. And while most of the time it's trivial shit, like breaking into an office and leaving evidence to shit-can some poor bastard who stumbled too close to the truth, there's nothing there that says I'm not required to wrestle killers in wetsuits or molest alien monsters. Quite the contrary, in fact. I don't have a license to kill, but I don't have orders not to kill in the course of my duties either, which realization I find extremely disturbing. It's like the sensation in your stomach the first time you get into a car after getting your driving license, when you suddenly realize there's no instructor in the seat next to you and this is not a test. I wrap myself in a bath sheet and go back out into the bedroom. It's about 1 in the afternoon, and I've got a few hours to kill before Ramona is due back. Lunch shows up and is as blandly tasteless as usual. I swear that there's a force field in the hotel dimensions that sucks the flavour out of food. I badly want something that'll distract me from pursuing this morbid introspection. Pinky left the PlayStation behind, so I plop myself down in front of the TV, pick up the controller and poke at it in a desultory sort of way. Candy bright graphics and a splash screen flicker by as the machine clunks and whirs, loading. Then it launches a road race game, in which I'm driving a variety of cars along winding roads around a jungle-covered island while zombies shoot at me. Arse, I mutter and switch off in disgust. I check that my tablet PC is plugged into all the wards correctly, then draw the curtains and lie down on the bed for a short nap.